he kind of got into it with a little black boy. They won't steal his money, if he has lunch money, or steal his lunch and things. And he called him a Negro one day, and this little black boy didn't like it. He told him he didn't want to be called Negro. And he said, well, that my little grandson said, go look in the dictionary. He said, there's no such word as Negro. And my grandson said, yes, there is. So you go look in the dictionary, you'll find it. And but he said, you won't find Whitey in the dictionary. This Negro was calling him Whitey. He said, now Negro is in the dictionary, and even Nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R. But he said, Whitey is not. And they looked it up, and sure enough, it's in there. And my little grandson proved it to me that it was in there.
I do tell you a story. I have friends of mine in Atlanta have prettiest little blonde child and innocent blue eyes and just as sweet as she can be. But they're living in, you know, this integrated business in the schools. So they decided they would get accustomed to it, and they would let Millie have a black friend from school. So they have her over there to play one day, and her mother heard that they started to quarrel, or argue, not fierce. And the little white girl stood up for her rights, you know, and made the little black girl very mad. And the black girl turned to her and says, oh, I hate you, you old nigger.
Oh!
That was the worst.
Yeah, that was the worst thing she could.
Well, for myself, I feel uneasy saying black person, right? And black man, black woman.
It really is.
You spend a lifetime thinking about colored people being a more general or more dignified term, and suddenly to say.
And I still say that the white people have pushed this integration. I believe the black people, the majority of them, had rather be to themselves. And I think if our government had spent more money on their schools and built their schools up equal to the white schools, they would have been happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everybody would have got a much better education.
I think so, too.
This business of hauling.
It's going to be just a turmoil all come out.
Right.
But I've always said that I didn't care for my child going to school with a black child or a Negro child, and even sitting at the same desk or eating at the same table. That didn't bother me at all. But what did bother me would be that they would become thinking a little bit too much of one another. I do not approve of intermarriage, and that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's inevitable.
That's right.
You can't stop it now. And what really gets me about it, this busing business, is it really is the wildest.
It's silly.
Whose child is being bused 40 miles a day. Now, how can the kid...
And maybe the school is right at their back door or front door. It's silly. It's useless.
To haul somebody around the countryside like that is just nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is. And the way they're having bus wrecks in Memphis, it's awful down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about our children now because they're all three married, but I do have 8 grandchildren. That the oldest one's 13. Of course, we don't want, and the youngest ones will be 7 next week, and we don't know what's going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess. It's just a mess.
And I think eventually we'll pull ourselves out. If we could only get our minds back on what the purpose of a school is, which is to educate and not to...
That's right.
This kind of,
I think the time's coming when the white race will be the minority race and the black race will be the majority race.
Well, they've got in this country.